Yeah. 9/11 is fake, but that's beside the point. Let's talk about peak oil. You know, so that also made some people's suspicions rise where they're like, we're not finished talking about September 11th, actually. Like,
yeah, I can't remember what, when he came to Toronto, this would have been, had to have been 2001. I can't remember what he talked about. I have a piece of paper that I guess I was taking notes or something. But I ended up just sort of doing little sketches of him, and which I found in my files. I probably have information about that particular day and what was going on. But it would have been about 2001. And by 2002, we had done an interview with him. But I guess that the 2001 talk that he had was about 9/11, but I have a feeling it was about peak oil more than anything else, actually. And the 9/11 was sort of related to his theories about what went on at 9/11.
Yeah, well, it was like his explanation for the motive of why did they feel they needed to start this new era and do a thing for a new war is because they know they're about to run out of oil and they need an excuse to go secure those oil fields.
Yeah, I think that he had been going out, doing the peak oil stuff, and then 9/11 hit. So then 9/11 got incorporated into his peak oil discussions. And then he got wrapped up in the whole Delmar Vreeland situation, which is why we did the interview with him, pre-recorded interview, and where we realized he was bit of a fraud, and
He's also one of these whistleblowers, right? You know, where it's like, that's great, we need whistleblowers, but it's always a bit suspect when it's like, okay, so you're no longer a, like, cop?
Well, he was a bit of a huckster. You know, he wanted to, I don't know what his whole story was. How did he die? Did he kill himself?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
The story.
Yeah. I met him just before he died.
Some people.
Pardon?
The story of him killing himself odd enough that some people felt pretty sure that he had just faked it to retire the character and put all that behind him and go live on an island.
Bob is about to take credit for it.
Yeah. The 18th month rule happened. Bon Echo knew him, and I was in New York, and he came to New York and socially arranged to spend an evening with
Barry's Liquor.
Yeah, right. And I don't know, it wasn't so dramatic, but he died shortly after. And I think the myth, you go on Wikipedia, probably says suicide.
Yep.
He does? You checked
it? I'm doing it right now. On April 13th, 2014, Rupert was found dead in Napa County at home, just outside Calistoga, California city limits. He died of a single self-inflicted gun wound to the head. Gunshot wound. This was confirmed by close friend and property owner and landlord, Jack Martin. Martin found Rupert.
Yeah, I remember. Huh? Yeah, go carry on. Sorry.
Martin found Rupert's body in suicide note. According to his business partner and last attorney of record, Wesley Miller, Rupert shot himself after taping his final broadcast of The Lifeboat Hour with friend and colleague Carolyn Baker, PhD.
Mm.
On the subject of his own deaths, Rupert wrote, "The question I'm asked most frequently in my lectures is why I haven't been killed yet. I have two answers. First, it is not cost effective, and the response would cause more problems than it would solve. I am not important enough to kill. Secondly, I will not die 1 minute before God has decided." Mike Rupert in his book, I guess, Crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah, interesting. So he's like, hurry up, God. I'm sick of waiting for you to decide.
Yes, when I met him, he was thinking or had stopped, and he was disillusioned with the whole thing that he had done. If I recall that, that's what made you sick of it all. And he was going into privacy. He wasn't going to be public, but according to that, he did keep broadcasting. And I think Carolyn Baker was there at that meeting in some pub.
Yeah, he...
Now, when would that be? Von Echo, she was around, if that's... I was in New York. You know, I got to New York in 93, but this is long after. I met her in 2003 or 4. So, must have been before I went to Hawaii. So, let's say 2007. She came to New York and I met Rupert. And so he still lived another 7 years.
Yeah.
But he might have said that he was quitting and he quit for a few years. Then he went back on the air and it didn't work and he got continued being depressed. So he killed himself.
Well, he moved to Venezuela at one point, I think.
Yeah.
And then got disillusioned there or got kicked out. More likely kicked out.
Yeah.